When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Welcome, people. Welcome back to another episode of Courtside Fracker. It's your boy Killer K, and we're back on the mic. I've got my boy Shaq here. What's going on, bro?
You know what? I'm good.
The game is back.
Game is back. Listen,
we're back in business.
Life is back to normal. Yeah, late nights watching basketball. I can't wait.
Order has been restored.
It's been amazing. My last 2 days have been great. I ain't complaining.
I wasn't a fan of opening tip, just because, you know, how it went for my boys. But nonetheless, I digress. Obviously, today it's just me and my boy Shaq. Unfortunately, Reens can't be here. Had family situations to go deal with. So we wish him well. And he'll most likely be back next week. But until then, it's the dangerous duo.
Let's go.
Kobe and Shaq.
It's not the first time we've been here.
It's not the first time. We've been here before.
Hey, look at us.
Who would have thought? Look at us. We're back.
We know why Reem's also in here. Your boy's lost. Yeah.
I've got nothing to say on that.
Boy's lost.
But before we get into the results of the opening day, of course, and the rest of the business go around the league, in the words of the Podfather Morale, I'll be remiss to not point out the socials. Shout out. Courtside Frackers. Fracker. Is the correct pronunciation?
No, I've never known that. You know,
it's not. Fracker,
is it actually fracker?
It's fracker.
I just say fracker.
So do I. But you look at us,
fracker,
uncouth. But yeah, Courtside Fracker on Twitter, at Courtside Fracker on Instagram, at Courtside _ Fracker on TikTok, and now you're gonna start seeing in the next day or so. Top 25. We've already started posting some on Twitter. Our Courtside Top 25. Indeed. We got our Courtside cards out. And you're going to start seeing them on our Instagram alongside that as well. But
we're going to go into that.
We're going to get
that,
into that.
That 25 is shambolic.
Let's start with 25.
We can start with the 25. I blame you lot.
It's not me.
I blame you lot. So we posted what?
For those who want to know the criteria, so of course the original pod members we had, there was of course Sai.
We had Sai, yes.
Mariah. We've got Flavs in there as well. Mm-hmm. We've got Jeff, of course.
Indeed.
Of course, followed by that, we had myself, Shaq, and Reams to make the
eight people
who made the judging roster. So, of course, we sent in our top 25s, mm-hmm. who we thought were the best 25 players in the league. And fair to say, there have been some misgivings.
Nonsensical nonsense.
Misgivings now. on what we've finally seen. I, for one, am frankly shocked that Trae Young is so high.
Why? He's 21.
He's not 21.
What was he?
He's 6 years in the league, bro. Just like Luka. They came.
No, he's number 21 on the list.
Yeah, too high.
How? Nah.
Too high.
You know what you need to do? You need to respect Trae a bit more.
So are we going through the whole list today? But
we won't go through the whole. We can go through the list that we posted.
Go through the list. So what we got first? So we'll start with 25.
Hey, can I start with this one?
You can start with 25.
Welcome to the big boys. Welcome to the league, Tyrese Haliburton. Oh, I was so happy.
How many of us had him there?
I don't know, but it was my doing. I had him high.
Therein lies the problem. Tyrese Haliburton, he's just agreed a deal in principle.
Indeed.
For $260 million with the Indiana Pacers over 5 years. So he's got himself a super max.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, this was a breakout season for him following a trade from the Kings to the Pacers. And he, to the tune, after making his all-star debut, averaged 20 points, 10 assists, and 3 rebounds post all-star break.
I lied to you. I had him 23rd. No, I had him 24th. I didn't even have him in there.
But for me, those are strong numbers for what, a young 23-year-old?
Indeed. He can shoot the three.
He can shoot the three. I'm going to put in top 25. But
he shot 40% from three last year. He's only ever shot 41, 41, and then 40%.
How many attempts are we talking?
And in that, so the beginning, it was like five attempts, then he went up to 7.2 attempts and still kept it at 40% plus. Respect the boy. With 20 points and 10 assists.
I respect his game.
Respect the boy. People try to put Ingram in there, you know.
I respect his game, innit?
There you go. Reams had him up there as well. So we had 1, 2, 3. Halliburton was in three lists.
Oh my goodness. He actually averaged 10 assists.
Yeah. He averaged double-double.
Wait, what?
Yeah, do you know that?
Wait, I thought that was a joke.
That's ball right there.
I thought you had the numbers off.
Pacers, stand up.
Wait. 20 and 10.
Pacers, stand up.
What's the meaning of this?
Serious, bro. I'm so happy he made it. I was adamant he had to make it. Tyrese Halliburton, first time in the courtside fracker, top 25 list.
Okay, if I hearken back, you see I'm using my English now, to the 21-22 season, I'm seeing 14.3, 7.4 assists. And then following that, that was the first half at Sacramento. Then went to Indiana and then gave us 9.6 to 17.5 for 21-22. Then all of last year, he actually averaged a double-double, 56 games. You know what? Real recognized, real.
Ball. Hooper.
I like it.
Playmaker.
I don't know if I would have put him top 25 personally because I didn't, but I think he's one of the best 30 players in the league.
It's because your list was shocking.
My list was calm.
I can't believe. By the way, Twitter, yeah. You man on Twitter need to give me some credit. What happened to me, bro? What have I done to people?
My list was calm. It's the street heat evangelism.
Bro, I know. By the way, that season is soon coming out, right?
It's not coming out.
We sent you a trailer last episode.
What's it on Hulu now?
I got some trades for you from now. Freebie.
Freebie. Yeah. You know what? I think my list is calm. There's nothing too flagrant in it. I had some old personal faves in there, but nothing flagrant where you'd be like, hold on, what is he
doing? So it will all be revealed very soon. But then on our courtside number 24, that Fatso made it.
I didn't put him in my list.
I can't believe it. Let me see how many lists he made quickly for you. Yeah. I think he made two.
With all due respect, on his day, which is few and far between, I can't personally say I can name 25 better players than Zion. However, those days are so few and far between injuries and personal situations, that I didn't think it was right to put him in my list. Because, again, when he did play, he gave us 26, 4 assists, 7 boards. He's barely on the floor. It's only now, apparently, he's decided to take his body seriously as a working professional, getting paid hundreds of millions. But for me, I personally couldn't have had him there. After the grand tune of 29 games.
He played 29 games and he made the top 25 list because one person voted for him. Two people voted for him.
How did they put him?
Exactly. I ain't going to say it yet. It can all be revealed. It will all be revealed very soon.
All I know is I'll tell you who it wasn't.
It weren't me either.
It weren't me.
But I think one person had him in the list, but he just accumulated more points than what other people had. So it's what it is. But Zion made it now.
On
I'll
his
tell
day,
you this.
Would you say Zion top 25 player?
100%, because yesterday he was scary.
Okay.
Yesterday he gave him like 23 points. He started off a bit. What was it, 23, 7 and what?
Three assists.
23, 7 and 3. After a year and a bit out as well, besides them 29 games.
Is he looking slim? I didn't catch that game.
I ain't really trying to look if he's looking slim. He's still fat. Okay.
But still an unstoppable force.
Yes, 100%. But he's an undersized power forward, but he's just so good. He's so good at basketball. So, well, he's at the 24, that cool. Still a bit shocking. In the past 2 years, has it been better than Bam? Because Bam didn't make the list.
He ain't played enough. He's 23 years old now.
I hear that. Still young.
Still very
got a lot young. To go. Got a lot to go.
Definitely a better basketball player than Bam when he's played, but he ain't played enough.
That's my point.
So, yeah, that's my point. So, I personally would have had Zion at the top 25. But again, we've pinned the list. So, guys, of course, Feed up your reactions. Let's hear what you have to say about Zion being number 24 on the list.
He was number 23?
Jaylen Brown. Coming off his highest scoring season and a fat check. Was that 301 mil or something like that?
Fat check. 304, I think.
304. JB is 23rd to the tune of 26 points, 3 assists and 6 rebounds.
All off the right hand because he can't use the left.
Hey, listen. This is clearly why my mum told me to change my hand from my left to right. If I fulfill my potential, maybe I'd be there too. Me personally, wasn't that high.
I think I had him 22nd.
I don't think he was in my list.
I had him 22nd.
He wasn't in my list. And to be very fair, the reason he wasn't in my list.
So off key.
It wasn't off key. And the reason he was not in my list, I'll tell you why. It's because those postseason performances, how can you, a £304 million player, which I was just corrected to, in the playoffs, the game plan is show him left.
I hear that. But I'm not going to reveal your list, innit? But I'm just saying, innit?
Listen, like, I'm comfortable with my list.
I'm just saying, like, you're the only person that voted a certain person. That's all I'm saying. Who's your number 20?
Oh, yeah, fair enough. I was running out of ideas. I can't lie to you. I'm very honest.
So at 20? Yeah, okay.
At 20. Cool. At 20, after that, just NBA players. You know what I'm saying?
All right, cool.
You know what I'm saying?
I'm just saying, like, cool. You had that person above Spider. Just...
Oh, no.
So
yeah, it just happens, innit? Like I said, once I get to 20, it was just a bit crazy.
That's
a bit,
what I'm trying to say.
It was a bit,
on Twitter, I'm the one getting at you.
However,
59%.
But did you make the top 25 from the collective court side?
Who? Number 20?
Yeah.
No.
That's all that matters.
But you
know, I was protecting from critical damage
you
just due to everybody else.
You don't get it. Who was on number 20? Who's after Jaylen Brown?
I've got it here. Number 22, Swiper the Fox, De'Aaron.
Ah. Speedy.
I think that's fair, and that's very, because again, this is the first time that the Kings have made the playoffs since the Bush administration.
Mm-hmm.
The first or not even the second.
Mm-hmm.
And then on top of that, he was the leader of that team, a young Mike Brown's team. And I also believe he had one of his best scoring years as well, to the tune of 25.2 points a game, 4.2 rebounds, and 6.1 assists. Again, I think they were unfortunate to fall apart against Golden State, but I think that's just heritage ball. That's just the way it be.
I mean, Sabonis got stomped on the chest, and from there he lost his game.
He's a bit scared. But with De'Aaron, I think this was his coming out party, in a sense. I think he's been a good player for a long time, but him being loyal to the Kings has been to his detriment. But again, I've not got a problem with that loyalty, because dudes leave after 2 years and they say, oh, we're not competing. That's not how the game goes. I hear it. That's not how the game normally goes. And he's been at the forefront of his team's success. And he's only, what, 24, 25? So he's still a young player in this league.
Young player, he's got a lot coming from as well. And I think it was a surprise last season. This is one thing I say about these kind of seasons that the Kings had, yeah? Like, no one expected it.
Oh, nobody expected it.
Like, no one saw it coming, that they were going to be playing at. So with that, this season, you have to uphold that same kind of level. And then we can give you you're legit.
So All-Star... All-NBA third team, is that enough for you to put him in the top 25?
Oh, he was in my top 25, for sure.
I think All-NBA third team is fair. Like, and then we're saying that was his sixth season in the league. Played 73 games.
Mm-hmm.
51% from the field, which is the best of his career by far. Not a three shooter, so in tune with the 32% for his career.
Like, I had no problem with De'Aaron Fox being where he was. It's the next two that hurt my feelings. It's the next two that didn't make sense to me.
Why don't we get into that? And number 21.
Number 21.
Ice cold, Ice Trey.
Ice Trey the game.
Shout out
Atlanta Hawks. Go on, Jordan.
In a down season for the Hawks, again, after being crowned as the most hated man in New York and dunking on Philly and New York in the same year.
Going crazy.
Mm-hmm. Sensational, never doubt that. It's been downhill from there.
Facts, but has he been downhill?
He put together another impressive year number-wise, but then if they're not leading to nothing, what does that mean? You know what I'm saying? Like, he's playing with more or less the same team. They even added some defensive help in DeJounte. You know what I'm saying? So they can even hide him even further.
So the team's victory matters as well as your player ranking.
So hear this. Gave him 26.2 points from the field. Three rebounds, naturally. 10.2 assists. But it does matter, because the same way dons like Bradley Beal don't make these kind of lists.
Because he doesn't stink, but...
But you know what I'm saying, though? Like, these are not impactful players when it matters the most.
Trae Young is impactful in the playoffs when it matters the most. I'm sorry that the other person has to fall back on is Clint Capella.
That's nasty. But it's not. Like, that's very nasty. Like, but I'll hold you to that.
Like, you're acting like the Hawks are a great franchise and they've put all these pieces around him to support him.
They made the playoffs.
Yeah, of course. They went play-ins and they smoked the Heat, and then we went on a better run than them because that's what we do. But yeah, they made the playoffs.
73 games, out career lows across the field, apart from in three. We get 33%, 88% from the line. Again, it's not moving the needle for me. You know, 73 games, I don't think that warrants a top 25 position just based on what he was touted to be and what he has done in the playoffs to now, he's taken a step backwards, if anything.
Now, my thing is this. So, De'Aaron
In the
Fox,
last 2 years, in fact.
De'Aaron Fox, Trae Young. There's two similarities that I can say for both of them, right?
Yeah.
One, they're both guards.
Yep.
Two, they both lead their team.
Mm-hmm.
The next person, the backup player, the second option, had a great season.
Jamal Murray.
How is he better player than Trae Young?
He's better.
He's not better than Trae Young.
He's better than Trae.
He's not better than Trae Young, man. He's not better than Trae Young. Give him his own team.
So?
Let him do it without Jokic.
No, we're not doing that.
Let him do it without Jokic.
Having that kind of discourse on this respectable platform.
I know. I love Jamal Murray. I was a fan of him before the runs in the playoffs that the Denver Nuggets were having. I like him as a player. But as an individual player, he is not a better player than Trae Young.
I think he is.
He's not battle tested as lead the team. I was even having a discussion with Reams. And I was even saying to him, like, bro, like, really? And he was saying, like, bro, look what he was doing in the playoffs and all these
numerous things.
And it's facts. Like, he was doing disgusting things in the playoffs.
From the bubble.
Yep.
The bubble.
I think last year he came back just in time for...
It was ACL. Came back for that.
The year before that, he was injured.
Bubble. Hooping.
He was hooping. No, he was hooping. I'm not denying that. But you're not the main threat.
The game is also played on both sides.
No, but you're not the main threat. Oh, let's not do defense because certain people shouldn't be making it. Hey. But, yeah, I'm just saying, Trae Young's going to get, he's the most underrated player in the league.
I think he's quite underrated. Don't get me
wrong. He's the most underrated great player in the league.
I'm not sure who can use to counter that. But I think just based on his performance, I think he's just a better player. He plays in a better team, plays winning basketball. Yes, you've got Jokic, but then he's doing... That's not a testament to his game. He's been balling without Jokic. Like, he's been a good player without...
Without Jokic? When has he played without Jokic?
That's not what I'm saying. I'm saying he's a good player.
Regardless of Jokic,
he's a fantastic player.
I don't deny that.
And when it matters the most, when Jokic weren't doing the thing, he rose it on more than one occasion.
Facts.
So for this occasion, I'm not mad at it. I personally wouldn't have had Trae Young even in the list just based on the last 2 years.
Individually, bro, like what I am doing, Trae Young's had great seasons.
So has Bradley Beal.
He averages a double-double every season.
So does Bradley
Beal. No, he doesn't.
Bradley Beal
no,
Bradley
does not average a double-double.
Bradley Beal led the league in scoring, bro. Like, what does that mean?
Great scoring season.
But no, he's not a top 25 player in the league.
I'm just saying, innit? People need to start respecting Trae Young, fam. When he comes to Miami, watch.
Have him. Have him.
Just saying, innit? Who's the next person? So we went Jamal Murray. Then we went to a person that caused a lot of discourse in this. Anthony Edwards.
America's best player. Anthony Edwards, Ant-Man.
That's a Joel Embiid, thank you very much.
Don't let me start throwing slurs on this public platform.
Had to get you, I'm sorry.
I like it. I like it a lot. I like it. Do you know why I like it? Because this year, again, when he first came into the league, like, we don't know about his shot. Improved on that. Next, they were like, how's he gonna balance out with Cat? Cool. Cat was the man that year. Now, third year, we're now seeing no Cat most of the year. Damn, he made my list. That's
yeah, Cat was out for that calf strain and he took the helm.
Took the helm.
Then and USA, he wasn't meant to be the main player, but he said, that's my team.
That's
it's
my
cool.
team.
And I think the thing about
Signature
is that,
shooter brute as well.
And he's one of them people that he's probably a very annoying person to play against. Like, he's a villain on the court. Kind of like a Lance Stevenson.
He's not a small guard. He's like 6'5", 6'6".
Yeah. But then he's also very likable. Because, like, we just like what he does. Like, I like the shit talk.
I like the way he plays. I just like what he stands for. Like, he's just an honest guy. You know
I can't hate that. The only thing is, and I think Reams made a great point of it, is we rate him so much on what we think he is going to be.
That's
rather
fair.
Than what he is. So he got knocked down in the ratings from where he originally was. But at number 19, Anthony Edwards.
I think that's kind of fair.
That's his first season? He didn't make it last year.
First season what?
In the top 25.
He didn't make it last
year.
Welcome to the big leagues. Again, I think his ranking being that high is probably me putting him that high. But again, I thought what he did last year was really impressive.
I don't even know where I put him, to be fair. I think I had Ant at... Damn. I don't think I had him.
Maybe you're a problem.
No, wait, no. Sorry, I did. Yeah. I had him 1, 2, 3, 4, 21.
Fair. I had him a bit higher than that. Just based on what he did. I really like what he did last year. And coming into this season.
I lied, I had him 22.
15.
Jesus Christ.
Listen, I just thought. Listen, for what he's doing right now.
All right, bet.
You have to reward consistency.
All right, bet.
Next, a much discussed man, much aligned, much respected, much praised, but also controversial figure, also underrated due to personal issues, which we won't be discussing on the pod because we're not a political platform. Yeah? Kyrie Irving, Uncle Drew, Dr. Swervin, Mr. Skip Through My Lane.
Father Sage.
What?
Father Sage.
the Sage Minister.
However.
Boston Nemesis.
Look, when it comes to talent, Kyrie is one of the most talented players.
Undeniable talent.
However, does it transcend into the game of winning basketball for a team like the Mavericks?
I know this is hurting you to say.
Yes.
Fuck off.
Because you said that, I had to say it. No, look. With a person like a LeBron or something, I think Kyrie's one of those players where he's an amazing talent. But he is one of the best second options you can find in the league.
Best second option around.
Don't be a first.
Unfortunately, controversy has courted him throughout his career, sometimes unwarranted, to some people's opinions, sometimes not, to people's opinions. And unfortunately as well, along with that controversy, he can't seem to stay fit, which is also a bit of an issue at times.
Was he injured last season?
Of course he was injured at some point last season.
I don't remember him being
injured. I remember him being injured. Do you know why? Because I went to Dallas and watched him play Golden State. And guess who wasn't on the court? Kyrie Irving.
Okay, fair.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm not holding that against him.
This is a great question. I'm going to find this out. What is the most amount of games Kyrie has played?
75.
In a season?
75.
What year was that? 2012 or some shit?
It's 2014. That was his fourth year in the league.
Yeah, okay, cool. That's when he was being hyperdunk.
And now he played 20 games for the Mavs and 40 for Brooklyn. Before 64. That, he played 29 games for the Mavs. He played 60 games in total last year across two teams and averaged around 27 for both.
Mm.
So 27.1, I guess.
Yeah, see, look, 60, 67, I'm calm with that. Then you went 20, 54, 29, 60, 60. We're going to go for 65 games this year. You'll be good. Let's go, Kyrie.
No! Let's go, Kyrie. That math is awful.
Let's go, Kyrie.
We have 60 this year, 29, 54. 20, 67, 60, 72. But the thing is, it just seems to fall apart in the playoffs. 2019 playoffs, 9. 2021, 9. 2022, 4. Also, for the amount
of time... Don't blame him.
The amount of time he's been in the league, he's not been in the playoffs that much.
Now, I'd say this though. If we're going to blame him for the playoffs, also we're going to have to carry that on to the other players that he was playing with. He never played alone.
Let's not get into this. But however...
Because... Easy Money Sniper might have to ask questions then.
Of course. However,
and then Luka Doncic might have to ask.
This ranking for Kyrie was a bit. He's obviously pushed down a bit. Legacy.
I was okay with this ranking for Kyrie. I didn't hate it.
This was definitely an on his day ranking.
Yeah, like I didn't mind this for Kyrie. I think it's hard to, you can't name 25 people in the NBA that are better than Kyrie Irving.
Exactly.
Like, he's gonna make the list just how far high and down he goes, and then after that. We had Donovan Mitchell, Spider.
That's a good player, that is.
I think, look, Donovan Mitchell's one of them guys where
he's definitely underrated and definitely disrespected.
Ooh.
Definitely. Because he played for Utah. And you know what, yeah? I was one of them. So I could say this as a fact now.
Is Donovan Mitchell underrated?
Yeah, 100%.
In what sense?
The fact he was in the West, consistently giving them 57 wins a game.
What's the West mean?
In a time when it was a good, when 50 wins is
all good.
No, you have to get 50 wins.
Yeah. Okay, I hear playoffs. That. I hear that.
So,
yeah.
And Utah were consistently getting that. They dunked on some teams. They dunked on my GOAT. They dunked on my GOAT in his rookie year. And from then, I was a hater, as I should be. I had to rise it for us. You know what I'm saying? Pause.
I mean,
but I think consistently winning 50 games with Rudy Gobert being your second option.
Mm-hmm.
Not one, that was impressive, firstly. Always puts up numbers. Again, his shooting a lot better than people give him credit for.
Yeah, he's a very good shooter. He's a high volume shooter, though.
High volume, chucks that thing. Well, he slangs that rock.
He gets clipped, though. He gets clips. I hear that.
He slangs a rock. An athlete. What I don't like about him, zero on the defensive efforts, even though he's got the tools.
Yeah.
But again, that's the modern NBA.
I think he's got a great offensive skill set.
Amazing.
I think
also quite tall.
I would liken his offensive skill set to like those of Paul George. It's very well rounded. I can give you the mid range. I can finish at the rim. I can post rise if I need to. I can shoot the three. I've got handles.
Career highs across the field. 48% from the field, from the floor, 38% from three, 86.7 point from the line. Then we got,
how much you average? 27 or something like that?
28.3, my brother. And led them to 50 wins, fourth in the East.
Cleveland are a very good team.
They are a good team. And guess who led them there? Man, led the team and led them there. You know what I'm saying? That's a very good player. And I don't think he's respected enough for what he does.
Shout out Darius Garland as well.
Shout out Darius Garland. I don't think he got respect because he played for Utah. And frankly, I wouldn't respect a Utah player either. It's just the way the breaks go.
But I wouldn't call him underrated though.
Okay,
let's say you have,
especially because he has playoff performances that match that as well.
Let's say you have SABC. What tier would you give him?
Damn,
because he's not S.
Superstar. He's not superstar.
He's like an A/B tier player. I'd go for A maybe.
But then he's not talked about like an A player because when we're having these conversations, people just forget Donovan Mitchell. They don't speak about him as often as they should
because he's the 17th best player in the league. There's 16 players to go.
Donovan Mitchell ain't as sexy a name as Devin Booker because he's been doing work for a lot longer than Devin Booker for an ugly team, for a good team. But here we have Devin Booker way high, and I respect Devin Booker's talent.
I'm not going to lie to you. Devin Booker was playing for the Phoenix Suns when they were shit.
He was. But
sorry,
he wasn't doing
when they were not as good as they are now.
But he was leading Utah teams to the playoffs and winning games with bad teams in his rookie year.
At least he had a Gobert. Who'd Booker have?
Me.
Like, bro. So
I'm just saying he's not respected as highly as he should be. Again, playing for the team he plays for, and also the distinct lack of effort, even with the tools on defense. It's just crazy. It's actually quite spooky.
He's crazy. All right, so we're going to go for the next player and the last player we're going to discuss today for our first 10. Number 16, PG-16.
I think that's fair.
Paul George.
I like that. I like that a lot. I like that.
Would you say he's underrated?
Yes, 1,000%. And do you know why? Because unfortunately, before I get into that, actually, I really like what Paul George did. We discussed it quite a few pods ago about him accepting the fact that maybe I'm not the man to lead a team.
Indeed.
It don't make you a loser. It don't make you a sucker. It just means you understand where your talent can take you and what you're good at.
It also don't make you a winner because you ain't done nothing in the playoffs.
However,
Clippers ain't doing.
However, boy. What I'm now seeing with Paul George is a respect, but not from our age.
From the younger generation.
From the young G's. So bro, when the young G's are now saying, bro, I look up to him, I'm trying to be like him, real recognize real.
But I get why though, because when I look at it, it's like, what would you want to be if you was going to go into the NBA? I want to be able to defend. I want to be known for defense because people call you out for it.
Yep.
I want to know that you have to fear me at mid-range. You have to fear me at the distance. And I can get to him when I want to.
Broke his leg, a crazy athlete.
And he still is a crazy athlete.
Still a crazy athlete, post-leg break.
He's probably one of the best all-round players in the league.
Fact.
As in, like, I have a skill set for everything. Fact. It's just that how much does he transition it into every single game I'm going to give you this?
And can he lead the team to think he said he can't?
So when's the last time he gave you 25 points per game for a season?
When was the last time he gave us that? He gave us 23.8 and 24 last year. It's not 25.
Well, yes, what's 25? Has he ever given 25 points per game?
Yeah, he gave us 28 in that season at Oklahoma.
Which was like 2016?
17, 18, 19.
It's not too far away.
But again, as a second option, if your second option is giving you from there, 28, 21, 23, 24, 23. I know this is the modern NBA, but I like those numbers. Especially as you said,
great numbers.
Primary defender, can rebound, of course. All round skill set, but again, like you said, it hasn't transitioned into leading a team anywhere in that sense. However, I feel like where we've put him in this, I think that's kind of fair.
I don't.
A bit lower?
No, I think he's better than a specific person that's going to come up in these lists very, very soon, but I'm not going to say who now.
Okay.
But it'll be controversial a little bit. I think he's a better player, but he's not a better leader than them, like that leading the team. So.
Yeah. I'll probably agree with you, even though I probably didn't do that in my list, but I'll probably agree with you.
I don't think I'd
really like Paul George.
I don't even know if I'd have it on my list. Oh, I didn't, but okay.
But I hear you though, but there's reasons as to why you did it though.
Yeah, because but I think as a player,
stay fit as of late.
It's another, injuries so, mean so, availability is a skill set.
You can't play 56 games this year, and then 31 the year before, and then 54 the year before that, and then 48 the year before that, in the 4 years at LA. That's egregious. But we're going to cut it there. Because next week we're gonna be back with more, so we stopped at 16, but we're gonna be back from 15 to 10.
We'll do, but you know what? I think by next week we'll probably get 15-5, maybe even get it all out. Just let's see how what people
five,
want.
15-5, of course, we don't want to keep you waiting too long. And then you can obviously see where we had our players ranked. And then from there, we'll begin the discourse and reveal these lists.
Speaking of discourse, the Lakers.
Just jumped right into it.
Hey,
what I was gonna say was, of course, we're now gonna move on to
Lakers
season, and of course, for some reason, the highlight game was last year's NBA finalists.
I mean, it's not really for some reason. People were chatting shit.
Yeah, they were talking their stuff, but Denver were rightfully talking their stuff. Mike Malone was the mic and just didn't put it down all summer. Released a 73 song mixtape.
Scary hours.
But then guess what? Opening season, Lakers made some moves. I like some of them. We discussed them, of course, in the past. LeBron going into 21. We discussed last week how AD needs to now make that jump and just be fitter, healthier, blah, blah, blah. They made some decent moves. We thought it was nice. Denver were Denver. Jokic looked after his horses. They came back to the season. And we got smoked. Blammed!
So, let me ask you this question. In those same tiers...
Don't ask me nothing.
No, let's go with them tiers again, right? So, you got S tier... A tier, B tier, C tier. After what you saw on Wednesday night, Anthony Davis.
Don't ask me no questions.
No, okay. Talk to me. You're the Lakers fan here. Anthony Davis.
Don't ask me no questions.
Where's he going? Where are you putting him in them tiers?
Don't ask me no questions.
Because 0 points in the second half is brazy. 0 points in the second half is brazy. I didn't really see much from LeBron as well. There was some full court drives.
Because he's 43!
No. There was full court drives that were crazy, right? And stuff. And stop chucking up threes randomly. It's not your game.
It is his game now because he can't run no more.
Yeah.
He cannot run.
Shout out LeBron though. Them LeBron 21s are fire. I ain't going to lie to you, fam.
Fire.
Like I'm working.
Fire.
Yeah, they're fire. Austin Reeves looked decent at times. But there's another person to discuss. And I'm talking just straight basketball IQ here. D'Angelo Russell. It's like you want to get traded. It's like you don't want to be in LA anymore.
Hold on. They gave Anthony Davis, 62 M's a season, you know, bro. And I'm not one to pocket watch because, shout out you've earned your money in that. But obviously, they slapped your dome in the NBA Finals 4 or 5 months ago. You've now had summer to really work on your game and that, you know. And of course, they gave up the house for Anthony Davis and saying he's going to lead the team. He's going to get there, you know, he's going to be the man. And you know what makes me mad about this guy?
I can hear pain.
Bruv, it's the fact that you're I can 7 hear pain. Foot and you got your head slapped immediately. I defended him.
There was a few good moves that he done against your
coach. I don't care. I defended him because man said he's a unicorn. Man can defend like 1-5 like no other player can because he actually can. And then
right now, you can't defend 5.
Bruv! Obviously, Jokic gives it to everybody, but he saves it extra for AD's head. And the thing is, 0 points. Do you know how long a whole second half is, bro?
It's a long time.
He's just such a weenie. 64 M's. Oh!
Hey, I got an announcement, though. Hey, just quickly for you, right? I want you to see me as well. Hey, Gabe, minus 17 on that plus. Hey, Gabe, it's not easy, innit? Yeah. Go on, have your check, innit? Yeah, it's not Miami no more, is it?
I think he'll be fine. I think we'll
run
be fine.
Him, bro. He looked out of sorts.
I think we'll be fine, but it just looks crazy. And I think AD needs to really sit down. Obviously, it's opening day. You can't overreact from there. But my overreaction take is the fact that when is he going to stand up, Marshawn?
AD looked a bit shaky still. I didn't mind.
Shock.
I didn't mind a lot of the plays. Like, Rui had some crazy three attempts, but, like, cool. Like, defensively, it wasn't even terrible. It was just that, like, the Nuggets are so efficient with their basketball. They're just a great basketball team. And it looked so scary that I think they can do that to any team in the league.
Yeah, facts. And we've got this another new roster. We kept some pieces. But, again, it's going to look similar to last year. It's going to start super slow and be real ugly.
Yeah.
Then they're going to get their stuff together and then make a nice playoff run. And then, we'll see LeBron into the wind.
Well, by tomorrow, we're going to see if LeBron wins against KD. Because tonight we're recording. And obviously Friday, 1 p.m., you'll see that this pod comes out. And we'll we'll probably be tweeting about KD putting 28
for the first time since 2018, which is why this league is also a disgrace.
Here's a good bet for you, right? Let's do a bet right now. A live bet. No. How many possessions will LeBron guard KD on?
Ooh, I'm going for a grand total of 3.
3? Nah, he'll do more than 3.
Do you know what it is?
He'll got it for more than 3 possessions.
You know what it is, yeah? I think the game's going to go. They're going to have their
Rui's going to guard him, actually. Rui's going to guard him, bro.
They're going to have their assignments, and then every now and then when they want to get the crowd going, they'll switch over and they'll be like, oh!
And KD will sing the 3.
And it's either sing the 3 or it's clanging. It's going one of two ways. I guess those are the only two options, but there's going to be at least three times in that game where there's going to be someone with the ball at 3-throw line extended, and they're going to square off and everyone's going to stand on one side and be like, oh man, this is cool. And then clang.
So for me, there's another person that is the highlight for today's game, and it's going to transition into what also happened on the opening day, because Steph looked a little bit helpless. You know what I'm saying? Shout out CP3 though. Good to see you on the court again. But Clay. Yeah. However, there's a person I think is a key player for the Suns. I was going to say Nets, damn. For the Suns that a lot of people will sleep on, and that is Nurkic. I really like that trade for one reason. Bro,
gets on the board,
gave you 14 points, 14 rebounds. Because you've got all these jump shooters. You have your Bookers, Beals, and KDs, right?
Which means
that thang gon' clang.
The buckets, it's gonna clang.
The thang gon' clang. There's gonna be bricks. Ayton was not a hustler. Ayton didn't want the brick.
Dominating. So
Nurkic is like, look, I'll do a pick and roll. And there were so many pick and roll options. It was crazy, right?
Down and dirty center. The motion must be.
Gotta love that. Balls. I actually love seeing it from them. So I think Nurkic is going to be a good test for AD and see what comes of it. If AD gets dominated by Nurkic again in this game, then yeah, the lights are shining very bright for him, boy.
Last time I saw AD slap his head was in the bubble, but I don't believe in that guy anymore.
But that was opening day. Fun.
I don't expect much from opening day, but at the same time, just don't be a joke, man, at the same time. And then obviously, I know Darwin Ham said at the end of the game, someone asked, is LeBron playing 29 minutes going to be a bit of a trend? He's like, yeah, probably. And do you know why? Because he's old as hell.
Yeah.
So you need to manage his minutes. He's not Superman anymore. Like, that's what happens.
I don't mind him managing minutes.
And if he averages 7 points a game this year, if he averaged 8 points a game, that's the highest ever for somebody entering year 21.
And so he's probably going to average a young 25.
He's already exceeded any expectations. But yeah, if they want to go anywhere, they can't rely on that old man.
What else did we see on... Well, opening night we've seen, but then we've also had games that happened yesterday, which is the first night of NBA, like back-to-back games, right? So we had... let me get these up for you. We had Charlotte Hornets versus Atlanta Hawks. Jordan, how'd that game go?
I was sleeping.
Oh, you're sleeping. So was your team. the Hornets won against the Hawks 116-110. LaMelo, good to see balling again. Good to see you back out on that court. Then, listen, when it comes to heart attack, yeah?
Okay.
Miami Heat. It's the Detroit Pistons. You can't let Cade Cunningham give you 30.
Gave you 30 and 27 shots.
30, bro.
27 shots.
I don't care. Gave us 30, bro.
No free throws attempted.
30. It was disgusting.
Cade Cunningham's a good player, though.
I like Cade Cunningham. He actually looked very, very good that game. A couple decisions were wrong for the team. And then, you know what, UCLA.
Told you.
Bro, Hackers, he's my boy.
Me and Reams told you about
He's my boy. I'm not going to lie to you, fam.
That's the home of hoop.
There was some pure hoops that I saw from him yesterday, fam. Steal into the reverse late. Yeah.
That's what we call basketball.
That's what we call heat culture. Yeah.
Basketball.
He's a heat player.
Jaime. Not even Jamie or Jaime. It's Jaime.
Kyle Lowry.
He's still playing.
He played 27 minutes. Guess how many points he got? Zero. How many shots attempt?
How many?
Zero. Okay.
What about Kevin Love?
Oh, I'm not finished. Kyle Lowry, I will pay you in food. Leave the team, bro.
Pay millions of dollars, bro.
Bro, leave the team. It doesn't make sense. What's the attraction for you? It doesn't make any sense. There's no defense. There's no offense. There's no playmaking. There's just experience and the shouting.
It's like Jorginho. I hate that guy. He's just there, but he's just not.
Yeah, it's like no. I'd rather get Iggy in or something like that if you want a veteran, bro.
Iggy reside.
I know, but I'll take him, unretire him. And then Tyler Herro, terrible decision making at times. There was one year, calm pick and roll option. Like the roll has happened. The pick has happened. I've rolled. Great movement. Wide open in the paint. Why is the ball being lobbed over my head and hit the backboard?
I think he's struggling a bit personally.
I think he is still in his mind as I need to show why
I'm good enough to keep.
Yeah.
They were trying to shop him in every single trade.
Isn't yeah.
And then, like a Jehovah's Witness, how do you feel about Tyler Herro?
And you asked how Kevin Love was. You know what? He was actually kind of decent in the game. The only thing was he had a game-winning opportunity there. Last 3 seconds of the game, ball rolls around, Jimmy goes under the basket, cuts out to Kevin Love on a three, wide open, in and out. It was very heartbreaking for him. But
I like Kevin Love, man. Good guy.
They called timeout. We still played a great defensive possession. Good. Bam, done his thing. Great rebounding. Good point scoring to an extent as well. Then to get off the Miami Heat, because I know that the next game we're going to play, we're going to get smoked most likely. The Rockets, who I told you that were my sleeper, scored 86 points.
Shock.
Against the Orlando Magic. Paolo Banchero looked really good there.
Shock.
Franz Wagner looked good as well.
I told you about them dons.
Hey, listen, don't worry. It's coming. It's coming. Pause. It's coming. Dylan Brooks just had a bad game. Boston Celtics versus New York Knicks. A showdown was happening, bro.
I missed that one. I'm quite mad I missed that one.
Game was brazy. Kristaps Porzingis, 15 points in the first quarter.
I saw that. I did see that though.
Caught him in my fantasy. Like, needed it. Right? And then they just stopped passing the ball.
They got one of the
He went up to 30 at the end of it, but it's like the next few possessions were all JT, all Brown, and they done well with some of them, but the Knicks were always there. The only problem was the Knicks were always there, and then it went down to the later parts of the quarter, well, of the fourth quarter, experience came in. Like, your better players came in. I mean, when you're relying on... Who would you rather rely on, JT? JT? Or JR? Because no one cares about...
What's JR's short, brother?
Julius Randle, brother.
Ah, Julius, man.
Or would you rather rely on JB or RJ Barrett?
I mean, no. You could say JB or JB, Brunson or Brown.
But nah, it was just a bit of experience that came into it, and then the Knicks fell
short. I still think the Knicks are a very good team, long term.
Then pure hoops. We went against Mulatto Ball.
You know me, I like some light skin ball.
Pause.
Fair.
That's wild. That is wild.
We're talking about basketball.
Nah. That is wild. However,
yo me and do my own hosting.
Kyle Kuzma and Jordan Poole put up a show.
That's what I'm talking about. You saw that is basketball,
and they lost by 23 because
real
Mulattoes were on the court. Tyrese Halliburton, 25th best player in the league. It's what we do. Pure oops.
I know we probably shouldn't have used that term. But yeah, Mulatto Ball was really cooking, man.
Yeah, we really shouldn't have used that term. It's such a good term.
We ain't going to get far.
It is such a good term. I can't.
Fantastic. But yeah, light skin basketball, man. Sometimes it's beautiful. Sometimes it's just Kyle Kuzma.
I think Halliburton gave you, 20 and 10 or 20 and 11.
Yeah.
But another person, a new addition to the team, showed out. Said, I can also score. Don't forget that. Bruce Brown, 24 points.
Bruce Brown's going to have a good time playing in Indiana. That's a
He's
good player.
He's going to have a very, very fun
He's team. Playing with a guy that shares the rock, shoots the ball, and Bruce Brown ultimately is a role player who will do his job.
So standout
He's got
player
a chip.
Right
He's
there.
Good. He got paid.
Here's one for you. Guess who played yesterday? Maya Jamazex.
He's playing. How do you look? All right, pre-season.
He looked all right. Bro.
Pre-season, he's playing.
Some defensive possession, some good assists, decent rebounding.
The turn of the bend.
Right. Yeah, bro. I mean,
saw in pre-season that he looked quite decent in it.
They
and
lost
he was running the court
by 1 point.
All I'm saying is a team of. I'm not really a Cam Johnson guy, but a team of Mikal Bridges, this whatever version that is, Cam Johnson, Ben Simmons. They're not going to be very good, but they're going to be fun to watch.
Yeah, but see, Cam Johnson wasn't the person to look for. It was Cam Thomas. Standout game, phenomenal game.
So let me speak about
36 points.
Let me talk about Cam Thomas.
Off the bench.
Cam Thomas, remember that period of time where KD was still there and Kyrie, and he had that period of 4 or 5 games where he was going crazy.
25, 27,
and then
27.
For some reason, he just got dropped. And then we didn't hear of him again. I'm not sure what happened, but they just weren't playing him anymore.
And then we heard of him yesterday.
So we can clearly play.
Yes.
So like I said, this team is not going to be good, but it's going to be fun.
Now, let me get you Ben Simmons' stats. He gave you 10 rebounds.
Like. Something light for Ben.
9 assists. 4 points. Yeah.
And there it is.
Yeah.
And there it is.
Not a great scoring night for him, but he done everything else on the court. How many attempts? Let me even check that for you. On attempts, he didn't take any free throws, didn't shoot a single free, and went 2 of 6 from field goals.
Oh, Ben.
So, yeah.
I don't know if that's a headache or my wave cap's too tight. Like, come on, bro.
It's okay, but... Here's in better news. As I said, in a previous game, Kyle Kuzma had a great game. Guess who had a terrible one? Dude. Spencer Dinwiddie. He's awful.
Wow, I'm not surprised.
Absolutely awful. Reckless basketball. It was just terrible.
Balls of basketball.
Yeah, it was terrible.
Double Bs.
It was terrible to see. It was actually disgusting. But yeah. Then the Grizzlies got handled by the Pelicans. Zion Williams came out.
All I'm saying is, yeah, the Grizzlies are finished this year because Steven Adams is out for the season with a PCL.
Yeah.
So that's the posterior cruciate ligament, and he's torn that and had surgery, so he's out for the season. So rebound is gone. Yeah. And then we've missing Jar for 20 games, I believe.
Yep.
So again, he can play 60 if he stays fit. And then we've now got Marcus Smart and the boys.
Jaren Jackson had a bad game.
That doesn't surprise me.
Had a bad game. Didn't really see much from Desmond Bane either. So
that doesn't surprise me. The X factor of that team isn't there. Then, and also the adult of the team, Steven Adams, is no longer there either.
Very, very true.
So not surprised.
The Kings took it to the Jazz.
No shocks.
Good game. I think they won by 20 points or something like that. Well, 7 points or something like that.
Sorry. Light.
Then my rookie of the year played.
Yeah.
My rookie of the year played. Shit.
Okay.
It's go time. OKC won. They had a good game against Chicago Bulls. I think they won by 20. So, yeah, it was good. I mean, you saw how it's going to work, pretty much, right? And it looks quite efficient. It looks like it's high scoring on defense. Let's see how it goes. But that's my team for the year. Like, I'm going to enjoy watching them play.
I'm going to enjoy the OKC. I'm going to, not the OKC. Actually, no, that makes sense. The Oklahoma City Thunder. I'm also going to enjoy the Orlando Magic. Good views on the ice.
Yep.
Going to be some good basketball being played.
Then everyone else's rookie of the year played. And he lost. Because he ran into... Not Luka, but Luka and Kyrie. They both showed up. They both had a good game.
Whose rookie of the year is that?
Oh, Wembanyama. The French giant. The...
It happens.
I even forgot they called him them things that they stand in front of car dealerships.
Oh, yeah. They said he's one of those bubble men.
He's crazy, fam. I remember them from Family Guy.
He's fake, though.
That's what it is. But yeah, he looked great. Like, he looks like he's got a lot of talent. But it's a rookie game, first game, very highly anticipated. Not everyone can come in.
To be fair, everyone laughed at him in summer league, and now look. No, it's too early to laugh.
But no, he had a good game. Spurs looked good. I like
that shot he blocked.
So Showtime as well. Oh yeah, Bob. A shot block from Wembanyama, I will not be amazed anymore. I'm already over it. I'm already over it. You can block me from here.
Yeah,
he's in San Antonio.
He can block us across the Pacific, man.
Like, it's actually, I saw him contest a three from the free throw line.
Okay, that doesn't shock me because, again, I've seen guys do that, but it's like from the dotted line inside the free throw line. We're like, hold on, big man, you're taking the piss here.
Why is your hand in my face?
Brother,
why is your hand in my face?
Like get that shit out of here.
He's scary good. I think he gave you 15 points yesterday. On
you know what stinks,
66% shooting.
Do you know what stinks about that game?
What?
4 rebounds.
What, Wemby?
Brother, you're 7'14". 4 rebounds is a mad thing. When you are 7 foot, I'm a non-negotiable. That's 10 boards minimum.
Nah, it's not easy to average 10 boards in a game.
When you're 7 foot, it is.
Okay, I do hear that.
I didn't say for anybody else. I said when you're 7 foot minimum.
Yeah, I do hear that.
I didn't say maximum, I said minimum. When you're 7 foot minimum, you don't have to do a lot more than get 10 boards a game. And the thing is, I'll even be fair. 8 of them can be defensive.
I hear it.
Bro, I'm not even asking you to be active on the glass on the offensive end.
So on the game, can you guess who had the biggest plus minus?
The OKC.
No. This is Spurs versus Mavs.
Spurs Mavs game. Is that Luka? Dwight Powell? Sohan?
Derek Lively, the second.
I saw some news about Derek Lively.
Had a good game. 17. The thing is, the Mavs actually all just scored. Like, they all scored. Like, it was good. Like, big shout out to Devin Fazell for the San Antonio Spurs. Put up 23 points. Didn't expect it. Calm from him.
Is that American Airlines?
Yeah.
I like that saving. It's a nice place to be.
So it's like, it's a good game from the Spurs. They didn't look too bad. Sohan, Keldon Johnson gave you like 17 points as well.
I like Sohan. I'm not sure what Sohan's going to be, but I like how he plays.
It was a game of like, we outscored you. That's really it. Like, calm.
Spurs are, he's got Pop has a young team, so he's rejuvenated. You know, give him a few more years to work with them and see what where he takes them. But I don't expect anything from them this year. I'm saying again, at the very best, playing.
Nah, I hear it.
Because again, I'm not putting no expectations on Wemby. I think he's an amazing talent. It looks great. Not putting any expectations on Sochan. They don't have a go-to scorer like that. So for me, let's see how they develop. They're developing out in the wild, wild west, but they've got a good coach.
I think so as well. I think like DeJounte is a very good example of it. Like he said, I've taken the things that I've learned over there and brought them to my game, and it's made me a better player. I don't think that all of them together is going to win something for the Spurs, but I think that when they all get traded out to surround Wemby with some next couple stars, they can still go and have solid seasons around.
No matter how bad they are, that's a solid organisation. As long as Pop is there, you can put some respect on that San Antonio organisation.
They're going to have to. And in the final game, it happened again. Like, it happened again. Typical. Yeah, the Clippers sold them a dream. Yeah, they won. They played well against Portland. That's cute. But we know
Kawhi's out of the next game.
We know what's going to happen in the season.
The way of the Tottenham. Also the way known as the Clippers. Yeah.
Russ got your triple double.
Like, but again, everyone's like, he mentioned it in the post game interview. And everyone's like, what's it going to take to get back to the old Russ? I was like, firstly, this man is 34, 35 years old. Firstly, so there's that. Secondly, going back to the old Russ, you can't just do that. You know what I'm saying? No one just goes back to just averaging a triple double.
Yeah.
Because he's the only person I've done that many times. And he said it, so this is not going to happen. I'm just going to do my best for my team. And just want to get where we get to.
What's he done it? Four times now?
Four times, yeah.
Now, the thing is, yeah, like, looking at Russell Westbrook's game, like yesterday, he averaged 62% shooting.
It's not sustainable.
Do you know how many points he got? 11. Means, no, old Russ, I'm having a good game. I'm going to want more. He's matured. I'm having my game. I'm doing my thing. You lot do yours. And it worked out for the team, though.
Also, This Russ is only going to exist as long as those two bozos stay fit. If they're not going to stay fit and he now gets almost pushed into that, because I don't think Terrence Mann is going to be the one to be like, yo, big man, I've got the reins now, then we might see Russ overextend himself in that sense.
Nah, you're using a smart choice of words there, by the way.
We're going to see Russ being Russ.
No, Russ being Russ is fine. It's like, if they stay fit. When one of them gets injured, what's going to happen? That's what we need to ask.
Yeah, when?
When Kawhi's out for 20 games, what's going to happen? Like, I don't wish on anybody, but the reality is, these lot haven't played more than 60 games.
Load management in the 4 years they've been there.
When was the last time that they've played? How much games have they played together in a single season?
I think it's under 40.
And they've been together, what, 5 years?
This is the fifth year.
Yeah.
Which means there's some contracts up for renewal.
Shaky.
But
like me personally,
I've been seeing Steve Ballmer on the Paul George podcast, so they're friends now. So he's getting extended.
Like, if I was Paul George, you would want to podcast in a place that's sunny. There's beaches.
He's from LA. He's at home.
Yeah, but better beaches.
Business. He's introducing the new business opportunity.
Oh. Palm trees.
Okay.
Free agency. Come see the boys.
So with the new iteration of street heat evangelism,
we're not even now trying. No trades. TiVo. No trades. Free agency. Come see the boys. Get me. It's what we need.
So this episode of the Street Evangelists of NBA, we've got the NBA Day Adventists in the Miami Heat Evangelist Shack.
Come on.
And he is campaigning for Paul George to leave LA in free agency and join Miami.
To be fair, actually, I'm going to give you like a little overview of what's going to happen this season, Street Heat Evangelism. We need anybody. So if you're good at basketball, just sign for us.
So we've gone beyond the writer's strike. At this point, they're just begging anybody.
Bro.
We need people. We need bodies.
It's not even a writer's strike anymore. It's a company protest.
Company protest on the distinct lack of talent.
Pat Riley, I can't wait to see you, bro. You see what happened to Sully at the end of Top Boy? Yeah. Pat.
Okay, I'm going to edit that bit out. But, however, clearly someone's not happy with the way his franchise is going, but we're not be wishing death on nobody.
I got my gloves here as well. I should put them on.
However, next week we are back.
Indeed.
No listeners question this week, but next week we are back with the rest of the courtside countdown.
Back to weekly.
Back to weekly. The season's back, bro. Which means you're gonna hear me every single week.
Also, I've got content coming out on TikTok, which is not just pod clips. There will be a recording of Fantasy League that I'm in with my boys. Get in tune, see how terrible their teams are, see how great my team is, how awful the trades that are offered are. Like, you know, so you can have a every there should
be
a weekly
active.
A weekly recording for that.
We're gonna be active, cementing ourselves as the finest UK basketball content around.
Indeed.
You're gonna see more of us, hear more of us. We're gonna be about every week. You know where we are. And with that, before we bounce, plug the socials. At Courtside Fracas on Instagram, at Courtside Fracas on Twitter, at Courtside _ Fracas due to blasphemous philanderers who stole the app.
Bitches.
Hold that. Courtside _ Fracas on TikTok. Shout out the executive produce back weekly. You know, Jordan, shout out you.
If you're going to be talking about any of our rankings on the lists, hashtag Courtside25.
Hashtag Courtside25. We'll get active. We'll be engaging with that. We'll be back next week with more reviews of the ongoing season drama, including where's Wally, aka James Harden.
Boy.
Sports Social Podcast Network.